Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Race to savings now at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries ready for your next project. Power up your devices with Energizer batteries. Nothing outlasts the long-lasting power of Energizer Ultimate Lithium batteries. Right now, get a four-pack of lithium batteries for $9.99 through February 14th. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on all your battery needs at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Wine, are we, do you want to talk about our little, do you want to go right into wine or do you want to talk about our little QTs first? What do you want to do?
Oh, crap. I have to, you know.
Well, I have one that I think you could follow that I think is going to be fun for you. And I think you already know about it, but I thought I would just share it and then we can go right into wine. We can
okay.
get right into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So quality time is our little time together to catch
it's
up.
It's quality and say time. Something.
Quality yeah. time. There's probably a funny promo playing right now.
QT. QT.
QT! I don't know if you heard the news, but our best friend who doesn't know us, Chrissy Teigen, is pregnant.
She is.
With a third. And I love her for 1 billion reasons. I think she is like, I love how like self-deprecating she is. She's so funny. She's really, really funny and just gorgeous, but like doesn't play that card enough. So I'm like, I think she's just so fantastic. Well, she's been very open and honest about her fertility issues, which I feel like when you're someone like that, who the world perceives as perfect and they say, I'm not perfect. I'm having this struggle. I feel like it really helps a ton of people. So she talked about how she would always take these pregnancy tests every month and they would always come out negative. And that was just a part of their process. And this last one, they were in quarantine. She's like, I should probably just get this test out of the way, get it, you know, be yeah. a little disappointed and moved on. And it came out positive. She's like,
yay.
It's the first time I've ever gone to have a baby and I've had a positive pregnancy test. It just sort of happened. And it gave me such chills and I wish them all the best. I thought it was so awesome that, she shared
so
that.
Awesome. Because I don't think enough women share it. Cause as soon as you say like, oh, that happened to me too. It's like, why are we just not talking about this? And I think it's because you feel like, oh, any idiot can get pregnant. It should not be that big of a deal, but everybody's like body is different. And that's how I felt when we were trying to get pregnant with Delilah. And my doctor was like, I don't know. I don't think you have very good odds of it happening or whatever. I was like, but if it were prom night and I were 16, like, wouldn't it be so gall darn? Like, if I hated this dude, this would be so, or that's what it feels like. And I do that roller coaster. Like, I would buy pregnancy tests, like, buy the gross from China and like, because you would take like three and be like, maybe this one's a dud. You just like keep checking it. So I know that feeling. So I'm so excited for her.
I am too. And that to anybody out there that is struggling with that, man, like there are no perfect words. It just sucks. And it's a struggle. Yeah. But if you could see our like DMs and inboxes of all the women that are saying like, hey, my husband and I are really suffering through infertility or we're really struggling. And I think you would be just overwhelmed with the number of people that deal with it. So, you know, we got you. We're here. Chrissy Teigen's being honest and open and everything's good. And they're going to have a third baby. So it's, yeah, like, it's a
hard story. Fight, but it is a worth it fight. So just keep going. Like I say in the book, my husband was like a gladiator hero. He could get boner after boner and try and get me pregnant. And, you know, I know that must have been very difficult for him.
Here's the weird part. My husband and I were in two separate rooms and I got pregnant, but that's a different, I peed on a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Irish. They've got their own
Catholic.
Like, yeah. His sperm have this like infrared night scope goggles that they put on and they're like, I will find an egg like in your
my
fridge.
My egg was like, no, I don't want to do this right now. And the sperm was like, we're gonna fight about it and then we're going to end up pregnant just like two people on prom night.
Okay. So this was the QT that I was going to tell you about. And it kind of like goes together. I don't know how it goes together, but it sort of does that. I read this article about this boy named Jordan in Oklahoma who was 9 and was like living in a group foster home.
I saw this.
You did? Oh my God.
I did.
Were you? I was honestly like backing out of the driveway before I got to the end of the article to go pick up Jordan. And then it was posted online. He got 5,000 applications.
Well, tell them what they did.
Him.
I cut you off. Tell them.
No,
what
you.
He did.
No, you. You tell. You tell. Because I. You tell.
He made a video, right? And he talked about how the only thing they asked him, like, "What would you want?" And he was like, "I'm gonna, Jen Smedley, I'm gonna cry if I talk about." He basically said, "All I want is a family, a family, a family." And he's this somebody little guy that's been in foster care. He's, you know, in the age group where people get nervous about adopting or fostering kids at that age. And he just said, "I just want a family." And 5,000 people applied for him. And then he found his family. And it's just, I don't know, it made my heart swell.
I know. I love it so. I cannot hear enough of those stories. Honestly, if you like put one of those in my news feed every single day, like I feel like I can do life. Like, cause that, I hate that somebody needs that somebody has to say that, or that somebody's lived through that history where they've been alone and not had their parents, but that like they get so much love. That's like a lot of love at one time to hopefully make up for some of that. Bad.
I know. God bless him. Well, cheers to you, lady. That's some good stuff. That felt like a good quality time.
That was a
don't want to cry, so I'm going to sip my wine.
I know. We're having wine because it was the first day of remote education, remote learning.
Hold on.
Yep. Kristen's, I had parent education earlier in the week, which was a lot of, Jen, can you mute? Miss McAdams, can you mute, please? Can you, like the very basic stuff, they were like, she's going to be trouble.
Yes. Today was, I love that we're talking about wine today because for a couple different reasons, but mostly because it gives me an excuse to drink wine. And wine is my friend right now because, yes, today was the first day of remote learning. And I know when this airs, we will have been in it a couple of weeks. I do not anticipate it will be any easier or any better. And that's not me being a pessimist. No. It is me being someone that lives in a very crowded city with shitty internet. And these teachers, I'm telling you, both of our teachers, like they're literally doing their best. And that makes me feel emotional. Like, I don't know if you saw it, but I posted on Instagram last night. I was at a real low point and I did.
I felt bad because Kristen and I are so busy with work stuff that we don't get to do friend stuff as much and parent stuff that like, cause I was right there with you. I was like, Calgon, take me away.
Well, I went out to the garage. And so I bought this. I'm not endorsing Peloton. I really wish there was another name, Schmeliton, because I feel like they should send us two treadmills
fancy
if I'm going to talk
it's
about
a
them
fancy
this much.
Bike, yeah.
It's a fancy bike. I bought it to help with my brain and my sadness and my hopefulness. And I told myself I have to do it for 30 days in a row. And I went out there with no intention of doing anything. And I sat on the bike and I recorded this thing because I just felt so sad. And I was having a glass of wine and it was a bottle of wine that I know. And it's a bottle of wine that I love. And in a weird way, I was like, this taste and flavor remind me of better days and everything's going to be okay. Now, if you're an alcoholic and you're listening to this, maybe I don't want to trigger you.
Maybe don't listen to this episode.
Maybe this, because I'm going to deep dive into my love of wine. And I really think I figured it out when we did that podcast and we were guests.
I do. I do feel like we have to say, like, people do think we drink a lot more than we do, but we're moms and we worry about other moms and we want to take care of other moms and especially kids. So like, if you got a problem, I mean, that's just a thing. You should take care of that. There's no shame. I know it feels bad, but
just
if you
don't
can drink
listen to this, if you're recovering or
we're going to really romanticize it because we are, we're going through this like wine renaissance sort of, because
I can't agree more.
Both of us were like over wine for a while. We were like, I'm back on.
I'm so back on. I Pelotoned with it because I can't give less of a fuck at this point. I can't deal with my life. And wine is such a wonderful reminder of times gone by that were much better.
Oh, God. I used to, well, when I was in my 20s and was just like good time Charlie, I would love to like do the treadmill after I'd had a glass of Chardonnay, because I'd be like, holy crap, I've been running for an hour and 15 minutes just listening to Pink. I had no idea. Like
that. First of all, that's not the right reference, because 20 years ago, you were not listening to Pink. I love you. You're not.
How old do you think I am? In my 50s?
Never.
Not yet.
I am your friend. You are 28.
I was listening to Pink. I will show you my old treadmill playlist. And Pink was on there. For sure.
I'm certain that Jen went to the actual gym with a Chardonnay. There's not one part of me that doubts that she got on the treadmill and she's like, if I go at a 3% incline, but it's a 4 mile per hour walk, then I'm going to be able to hold this wine just fine. God love you. I don't know how you did it.
Well, I don't think I went.
You told me that you used to go
I'd have a glass of wine in the parking lot
after happy hour. That's the hardest thing for me. If I have one, I'm like, I just want to relax. I don't want to do, this is my virtual, like, the day is over. My life can be mine for the next couple hours. Everything's going to be okay. You've got a friend in me.
That's what, I don't know where to start with this. So I feel like for me, I have to start at the beginning because wine is like a mom trope that you and I did not know. Like, we knew each other. We didn't know, like, I didn't know anything personally. I didn't know anything about babies whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't think I knew about any of those mom tropes either.
None of it.
Oh, let's get some the wine about it or whatever.
And yeah, rosé all day kind of deal. Like, I didn't know.
I don't give a shit. I'm a basic bitch. I'm fine to wine. I'll lean into that trope.
Because I was not, this is my personal timeline with drinks. And there was a time when I was like end of high school into college where I was like, I would like to have some sort of Southern Comfort Mountain Dew complete shit drink.
Oh, God.
Yes, that was my favorite. That's just backyard hooch. That's disgusting.
God.
But I was drinking it because I was like, I'm going to go to a party and I want to feel like dancing's easier kind of deal. Like, get loose.
For you and I were very different. I was like, I'll forget my choreography if I've had anything to drink. Thus why I was never invited to any said parties. It's fine. Who cares?
But then when I started like going to like lounges with my friends, like for happy hour after work or whatever, like after college, when I had my first like quote unquote real job, I would have rum and cokes, Kristen. I don't know if I was drinking vodka weight gainer. What was I thinking? No wonder that my face is just, I literally look like a cartoon round face from like, that's like 400 calories a drink. It's so ridiculous.
You know
ridiculous.
What my friend Brandy used to make us drink? And I was like, God, I'm going to be constipated for like 3 weeks. Colorado Bulldogs.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
That's a rum and coke with cream.
Yeah. And Kahlua.
And
for
Kahlua.
A little bit of
I was like,
spice.
Am I trying to put on weight? Am I?
Oh,
like,
those, they're so good though. God, it's like a shake. It's like so a milkshake. Good. They're so good. And then.
They're so good.
But you know what? I never drank at home until I moved to Los Angeles. I never had like a bottle of alcohol in my house.
Even with like roommates or anything?
Never. Well, when I was in college, I did. You'd have like a Red Hot 100 or something, or like a pucker up on the shelf, or a Goldschlager if somebody got their tax return back. But otherwise, no. Like, there was never maybe like a hot Merlot that I would drink on ice because it was $1.49 at the gas station.
Those are rough
I didn't
times.
No, like I never had anything at home until I moved to LA, and my dad was like, I heard about this thing called Two Buck Chuck at Trader Joe's, and it's this wine that's made in California, and it's supposed to be really good. So the first time I went to the grocery store was Trader Joe's, so I could get enchiladas that you plop into the microwave, and I got Two Buck Chuck, and I was like, this is a nice like end to my day. This is a nice glass of red wine to say I had a nice, good, long day.
I think Two Buck Chuck was a wonderful like entry into red wine. Because you know what? Every theater served it. It was super inexpensive. You could enjoy a bottle. Like, it also like made all these like charts of being like really tasty and also under like $4. And when you live in LA and you have no money, you're like, this bottle of wine might as well cost $400 if I'm doing this for myself. Like, this is an act of love.
It really was. It was $1.99 for like a good...
God.
Like, honestly, I still think it's good. Like, I don't drink it and recoil. I don't drink it right now and be like, well, this is the best thing I've ever had. So it's like somewhere in the middle where you're like, this is a nice wine to have when you're 27 and trying to like not drink pure moonshine out of a shoe.
Like, I drank pure moonshine and then I woke up in like Denmark. I don't know. My friend Dale Peters brought it to a river dance, and he had a still in the back of his truck, and I was there to support. I took a shot of it, and then I woke up and I was like, I didn't remember getting a face tattoo, but this feels right. It was I've never experienced a burn in my chest. Yes. Like that. I'm certain I have a like pre-existing because of it. I was like,
I know. That's a really good point. Why are they not doing that for coronavirus? Because I remember doing a moonshine jello shot at one point.
Oh God.
And being like, somebody needs to call like 911 right now because my whole esophagus has been like, I felt like I drank Drano. It's not good. That's what I'm saying. Like, wine is like a nice. Well, I mean, there's worse than that. But anyways, right now, though, we like wine because, at least for me, I know everybody's like, a drink's a drink, a shot's a shot. It is not for me. I can have a quarter of a margarita and be like offering my husband a hand job in the parking lot. That does not happen with wine. Sorry for him. It does not happen.
He's like, babe, I went to Costco and I got pre-made margaritas. Like,
he does all the time. He does. They're just like piled up in the garage because I'm like, I know what you're trying to do here.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, I'm a little more, you do stick to wine. I am a little bit more of a, like, depends on my mood kind of drinker. But my thing is, like, if I'm not in the mood, I just won't drink. So I'll go, like, if I take a drink of wine and it's like not sitting with me, I just won't have any because I'm like, yeah, I got to have a thing. But if I like it, you better believe I'm going to indulge. And I think wine, my mom, did your mom drink wine when she was younger?
Oh my God, no. She didn't drink at all, right? She really doesn't. That's the best for everybody. I remember her telling me that she had like a really rough night on cold duck, which I'm sure was like two or three glasses. Where like, I mean, she just doesn't because she's not, she doesn't know how it affects her, which is why I like wine because I'm like, I know how I can, how much I can have and not like,
be obliterated.
Like I'm not going overboard or something. That's what I like about it. I also think
wine is wonderful because I feel like there's a natural stopping point where you're like, now my mouth tastes gross. I'm done. Like it looks like I like made out with a Sharpie and I'm like, Kristen, it's time for you to call this night over.
But don't you think too, it like tastes good? Like I do feel like there's a lot of liquors. Like I know men get to drink like all the bourbon they want and nobody says shit about it. Everybody's like, oh, that's a, or scotch or whiskey or whatever. Like, but to me that you're like driving to a destination. I know they say it tastes good, but to me it's like,
it's so strong. I love wine. I didn't know. Here's how I knew that you and I loved wine as much as we did is because we were, now I can't remember the name of the podcast. I'm a complete asshole. But we were asked to be guests on a podcast and we were asked to talk about wine. And those two lovely hosts.
Oh, it was like Wine Access has a podcast.
Wine. Okay. So all I know is these two lovely ladies, both sommeliers, both so smart.
Very elegant.
Like started the conversation. And within 14 seconds, Jen and I were disclosing to them like that we used to do like, you know, tequila shooters from test tubes. And then it was a complete runaway train. And they would not get a word in edgewise because we were like, here's another thing we love about wine. So we thought, you know what? This is something we could talk about all day.
And
it also was our thing.
I felt bad. They were so polite. And we were like, we realize this is your podcast, but that's not going to stop us from doing all of the talking on this podcast because we just have so much. I think being from Nebraska is part of it too, because in my opinion, like wine is sort of the steak of the drinking world where you like, you're not like powering through like spaghetti or pasta. You're like deciding which cut of steak you're going to get and then enjoying it and then having it the way you like it and enjoying the flavor of it. So now every night, do I think that much about it? 1000% no, but I like that it is a little bit more of a thoughtful process than just like, give me a Jack Daniels IV. I'm in Motley Crue. Like,
that doesn't sound terrible. I think that like my sister is a first level sommelier, which is, so she has studied wine so much so that when we have wine, I'm like, can we stop talking about it and just drink it? I get it. It's fruity and berry, whatever.
Tannins, legs, whatever. Shut up.
Just blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, let's just have a glass of wine. But the thing I have to say that I do love about wine is I think it's fairly romantic and not just romantic in a, you know, my husband and I drink it and maybe we'll hump by the end of the night. Maybe
so romantic.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So romantic is that I talk about it like that. But I think it's so romantic between friends and between women. Like I love what a toast with red wine signifies for women. I feel like we all feel like this. I know it's so dorky. I'm going to get like all like
get weirdly, dorky. Get into
I'm
it.
I'm so dorky about it. But like when we do our live shows and we get to do a toast and it's specifically with red wine, it's not like we're doing like tequila shooters. We're like, let's have a toast. It feels like there's this, it feels spiritual, right? Like it feels like we all get to take a break. It's this act of like acknowledgement of a long, hard day. It's such a fun way. And I never feel like unsafe in that space. I feel like the women know themselves, know what they can handle. Do you remember that story of the lobby? Because like this happens to Jen and I all the time. So at our live shows, the people that run the venues always underestimate us. They're always like, oh, isn't that cute? A couple of moms are going to do some comedy. And we always say, we better
stack up on the Midori. There'll be lots of melon balls.
I go, cut the shit. you need 50 more cases than you ever anticipated. And that's on the low end.
Get all of that.
Yep. Champagne, red wine, white wine. That's all you need. And every time they're like, no, we're good. And I'm like, all right, you guys are going to be running the grocery store. And every single time the women take over the lobby and they're having the best time. And one woman reached behind the bar because a new bartender was taking too long. And she grabbed like two bottles and she's like, you know what, Gary, I'm going to help you right now. And she started like pouring wine and taking like notes of the tap.
I know what you need, Gary, even if you don't know what you need. And also, I'd like my drink a little bit faster, please.
And you know what, Gary? You're probably more likely to get what you need in this crowd than any crowd in town.
When we first started doing live shows, we did shows at the Rococo, which I'll just say, they were a little bit like, "What? Who are these ladies? These aren't like Wu-Tang Clan, like who? They're not going to sell any tickets. They're not going to sell any booze." And then we sold out like two or three shows there right away.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was all moms. The woman who came from the local paper threw her handbag off the balcony and got kicked out. God love her.
Couldn't interview us.
And they said to us afterwards, "Well, we had no idea. You guys sold more than the Rick Springfield concert, and it was 4 hours long." Number one, yeah. That's a really fucking long Rick Springfield. He doesn't have that many hits. That guy, had that many songs. You better
how
love
many
somebody.
How many encores are you doing, Rick?
It's, yeah, like his alto or soprano.
Yeah, nobody
sax
wants to hear
like
your encore
minutes.
Song, Rick Springfield. Stick to what we know. I think that's the other thing. Like, I'm going to go tangential because, well, I have a diagnosed disorder that makes
me
do that. But also,
I want them to show your light fixture when they do the edit of this for YouTube, by the way, because Colin was showing your great little, like,
it's Sputnik. It's good in the wallpaper, which I refuse to put a nail in because that's who I am. Because I love it so much. And Jen helped me pick it out. I'm like, don't ruin it.
It's pretty amazing, but you got to start putting nails into it.
Nope, not ready. So I will in a second. I think that when we go on the road, I think my favorite times of you and I together have been those wine nights. And those started long before I mommed so hard, when you and I were friends together and hanging out together. And I always felt like the world was going to be okay when we'd always get like a cheese plate or some ridiculous cheese-based dessert, like whatever it is, 43, like
nachos, whatever.
Chicken nachos. My God, we got chicken because we thought they were healthier, but we all know the over-under on that. Doesn't matter. But we'd have wine together on the road, and I remember thinking, like, this is really nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is like a communal experience. I love talking to those women on that show, because even though I'm 1000% positive we horrified them, they were like,
we did.
No, they were just like, we can edit that out.
We kept talking about Applebee's and they were like, what the actual?
Yeah, they were pretty horrified by our Midwestern unrefined asses, which I'm sure there's some very refined Midwesterners in Chicago or someplace, maybe Indianapolis. I don't know, but not where Kristen and I are from. It's not happening.
Nope. Although we have a wine bar in Central City, and that's no bullshit. We have a wine bar.
She just said, we have a wine bar in Central City, and that's no bullshit. So
I've been, and now I'm going to forget the name of it, but I was like, what the hell has happened to my small farm town? Y'all, there's wine being made here, and then across the street was the Lincoln Manor, and that's more up my speed. Anyway, go ahead.
But that's because I've been to one of those. I've been to many of those small towns in Nebraska, and that's a place to where you can have cocktails and it will not break the bank, which is really nice about them. But also, I don't want to have like 10 Busch Lights and gain a pound. I don't want to. Like, I want to have a 90 calorie glass of red wine at the end of my really long fucking hard day and have it last 2 hours sipping on it and feel like I am doing a nice thing for myself.
That's good that you have that kind of control, because if I enjoy a glass, here's my issue. If I enjoy a glass of wine, I eat it like it's a piece of lasagna, which is my favorite food. And I have no self-control. That's I am tempered because of that. But
that's not true. Man. How many times have I had wine with you? Like, a zillion. And yes. Is that true?
I mean, but remember when your brother, okay, so here's the funniest thing about this story. I always say, remember when your brother sent us that wine club? I never think he sent it to just you. I'm like, and I never refer to your husband.
It was for you too. There's no way. Just so you understand, my brother, he will be like, wait, does Eleanor need a kidney? Not God, she never will, but he's that way. He's like, you're his now. You're his.
I adore that man in a way I can't even describe, but he sent us, which I think was maybe my first introduction into having like my own first fancy wine. And so I remember when we went to your house and we were shooting, like we would go, we were above, we spent a year on Rex Goliath, which by the way is retail $7 a bottle on a
$4.99 like, if you're buying six bottles at a time. So you can do it smarter than that. Yeah.
And I felt like that shitty bottle of wine served us well. We did well on Rex Goliath. And then you just graduate into these nicer little acts for yourself. And by the way, we couldn't afford anything better. So then but your brother sent that wine of the month club to us. And I that freaking bottle that I was like, Jen, if this thing turns into like a literal sediment, I'm going to drink it because it's the most delicious thing I've ever drank. And then we shot Body Hair. I'm going to drink more wine now.
Go for it.
I love about my glass too is a mom made this for us and it did say I mom so hard and I've drank out of it so much that my finger has rubbed off the eye.
Mine says I om so hard and I wish I meditated because then maybe I wouldn't want wine at night.
I don't want to meditate. I don't have time for it and neither does my brain. I know it would be better for me.
Can we talk about for a second, though, because we've talked about this before, and I feel like it's a thing that we need to, like, you and I.
Serious? I'm like, what are we talking about?
No, not that. No, it's not that serious. You and I will talk about the, like, we touched on this earlier, but, like, the mom tropes of, I feel like it's sort of condescending when people are like, oh, your mom? Do you do the Chardonnay all day? It's not like it's not entirely true, but it's sort of like the mom genes thing where it's like there's a little bit of a slight to it, you know, like
which by the way are the most popular thing. If you go to Urban Outfitters, which average age of somebody that shops in there is 19 or me because
who doesn't like
they
comfort?
Always have my size because nobody's a large at that store and I can always find a shirt, but they're all wearing mom jeans. I know the tropes of motherhood, like I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, man. Like you'll figure it out when you get there. Like it's not by choice. It's just by design. Like we're just trying to get by. Like nobody's like, God, I feel so sexy in this minivan, but you've got these people depending on you or like, these mom jeans are exactly what I want, but you're like, my FUPA isn't working with me. I'm not going to wear it. You remember when a zipper was 2 inches long? Do you remember that when Miss 60 came out with jeans and they were like, they didn't look good on me then. So I like a high waistband and I'm not going to apologize for it. If you want to call me a basic bitch, that's fine.
No, I can't do that, right? No, I can't. I could not do it then, but I could do it more confidently then. I can't do it now because it would look like there was no zipper. It would be like it just an overhang that was, I'm not doing that. There's no reason to make myself uncomfortable. I'm all about ease.
We don't have time to battle mom tropes because we're busy doing everything else.
That's
so
right.
You want to call me a soccer mom? That's accurate. You want to call, like, I drink wine? Sure. If you just took away my kids as an adjective, I would just be some cool chick. Like
exactly.
In like New York. You know?
You would be those girls that we talk to on the other podcast. Like they're just wine aficionados. Like we're that. It's not like... And you know what? We also get up much earlier than they do in the morning. So we're for sure
what you're saying is we are sommeliers. We're basically like uncredited sommeliers. That's what we should be calling. All of us should be like, we're very fancy wine drinkers.
We're sommeliers who use a club card, a coupon if there's one available. We might use a gift card if somebody sent us one. We are going to do like whatever discount combination we can find. That's what kind we are. And that's
you know
fine.
What though? Don't you agree? I mean, here's the fun thing about what we've been able to do is, like, I know when I bartended at a fancy bar that you used to go to all the time, and I did not know you then, which is another way we've probably met. And I remember I used to pour fancy wine for people, and I used to think, like, oh man, they're doing really well in their life that they can afford this wine, or like they get to have this kind of an event. And I remember thinking, like, that must be really special. And I wasn't like a spring chicken when I got married. So by the time I got married, I had already been like living a life as a single person, making, I thought, pretty decent money. And I remember feeling so satisfied when I went out to dinner for the first time. And I was like, I'm going to order a really nice bottle of wine that the people I used to serve used to drink. And I'm going to do that because I can, and I want to, and I can still remember it. I can still remember the night. I can remember being nervous about how much it costs. But like, I think those are like really important, especially if you don't have kids when you're like 23. If you're me and you're like, I'm alone forever, you want to drink a nice bottle of wine.
I just want to shed light on what you just said, especially if you don't have kids at 23, because that's very young.
I know, but that's all the people we knew. Like, at least for me, they were getting married, and God love them. But I just feel like there was something about being
I know. I was single in Nebraska, and at 25, 26, everybody was like, so you're gay. That's fine. We get it. Whatever. We still, you know, you should be married by now. You're not. Whatever. Why don't you have four kids? I don't get it. But like,
it's weird, Jen, because my mom was like, you're gay. Whatever. You could, you know,
still figure it out. Please, I'd
be
like
artificially inseminated with a doctor's juice. So can this just happen? And then I met Colin, and she was like, oh, I always say that it looked like she was like somebody running for a flight that she was about to miss, but she made it. She was like, okay.
All right, we did it. Okay.
Woo.
Okay. There's got to be a few of those eggs that are still friable. Oh, we got to
let a couple solid ones drop. Based on our history, she's going to be fertile till she's 70.
But do you feel like this? I don't want to like get on like a high horse, or it's not even that. I don't know what it
pie
is.
Pie horse? A high
a pie,
horse? A pie horse?
I would
get on a pie horse.
I would eat the shit out of a pie horse right now.
I would make sweet love to a pie horse.
A high horse, but I do feel like, do men get the criticism for having a drink that women have? Honestly.
What do you mean?
Like,
does a man who comes home and has a scotch, is it the same sort of like, like guilty feeling if a woman has a glass of wine?
Are we making funny t-shirts and memes about that guy? Because I think, no, we're not. And that's been going on for a gajillion years, but we're like kind of belittling like an experience like that for a woman, or making a joke out of it.
I don't know. Sure. Like, maybe we just like merch. Maybe we just like stuff that says funny quips. Maybe. You know what I mean?
I like wine. I like a koozie. I like a koozie.
You know what? I'm not above a nice farmhouse modern phrase on a thing that hangs on my wall. What I think is, like, I think women at the end of the day are really awesome. And like, we need like a communal, We like communal events with each other, so we kind of put it out there more. I don't think dudes are like, except my father, who came to the really fancy Hawaii vacation we had, saying like, you know, God exists because beer was invented or something. Like,
yeah, you can't do that if you're a mom. Everybody's like, we've got to intervene. You can't do that if you're a mom. That's what I'm saying. There's a little bit more like judgment about it. And
sure,
I do, like, I understand it because you're responsible for lives and whatnot. But like, I think both you and I are really responsible drinkers and kind of don't need the shit about it, quite frankly.
I do feel like you and I, we have found that because of what we do, and because we do this thing where we like toast each other and we say cheers, and we make wine sort of this like spiritual and biblical event between you and me, that there is this idea that like, the relationship is based on alcohol. That is not the case. That is, it's actually just the event of being like, this is this thing that signifies our friendship. It's an act of love. It's like
it's like a metaphorical high five. And there's always going to be someone that freaking complains. Like, we're not doing lines of coke. It's not like, God, I really need to connect with you, Jen. Oh, God, I'm just going to
do this big fat line of blow. If I did, though.
You know what I need right now is like a lot of crystal meth. That's what I need in a tumbler.
You know what? My house needs that. My house needs me to have like a meth habit for like a week, because then I would really get some stuff clean. I have ironing. Like, there's just so much that needs to happen.
I enjoy wine for the very opposite reason of that. I enjoy it because it goes, I always feel like wine is a little sexy and romantic. Like, you're wearing like this like cool, like cozy blanket, and you're like sitting on a couch and you're like having a great conversation and you're like eating cheese. And that's my thing, man. It's like the thing that my husband and I did when you have babies and you're, you know, poor and you are home and you're like, man, we can't do date night because we can't afford a sitter. You get a bottle of wine, and we used to buy cheese.
We'll get a sitter for 1 hour.
Totally. That's right. And when I was a bartender, my friend Allie and I, we would go get like an $8 bottle of wine, and she would get off earlier than me because she was a cocktail server and I was a bartender. And she would have this wine and cheese plate from the 7-Eleven that you like opened, and then like she'd put it out and make it
chop
look pretty.
Up a
and it
was cheddar like, cheese stick. Yeah.
Yep. I know. Totally. A cheddar cheese stick and like wine and cheese. And it was like my favorite night. So sure, if people want to go, you guys are glorifying wine is a bad thing, I'm like, then you either have not enjoyed it or you've enjoyed it too much. God love you. But this is our thing. You got your thing. Everybody's, it's all good. You know what I mean? Like,
also,
it's all good.
As someone who can justify anything, I mean, it's in the Bible that like they had wine together, and there's no Tito's vodka in the Bible. There just isn't. Like, it's a different thing.
If there
thing.
Was, mass would be so much better. If we were all doing shots of vodka, everybody calm them.
Keep me away from mass. I'm not even Catholic. But, like, there's that. But there's also, like, I always justify this with my husband. And I don't think this is bullshit. There's something true about this. Where, you know how I'm huge on, like, manicures and pedicures? There is something about, like, the laying on of hands on your feet and somebody rubbing your feet and taking care of you like you do your kids. It's, like, the same way you clean your ears, that for, like, 30 minutes you feel safe
cared
and taken care of. Yeah.
I get it. And, now. And I did feel like before, but I do now.
It's the same like ceremonious thing where you're like, in my ear, I feel like it's like, sit down, girl. The kids are in bed. You can watch whatever crappy show you want to watch without judgment. Pour yourself a glass of wine that tastes good. Don't drink swill. Drink something nice. Sit down. Let your body feel warm and relax and go to bed feeling like you took care of other people and yourself. Good night.
Yes, girl, if you could put everything you just said on a t-shirt, I'd have four of them. I'd drive a minivan and I'd wear them with like high-waisted pants and I'd be fine with it. I'd have wine glasses with that on it and I'd be like, call me a mom trope. I don't give a shit. Like that.
I'll put it on a bumper sticker, but the font will be so small. There will be so many like rear-ending incidents that.
Yeah, they're like, we were trying to read your bumper sticker and it was very empowering, but very small. A lot of words on your bumper sticker.
But I do think that's why, right? Like we have to
It's totally. I also like the education behind wine now. I do. I'm getting old and I get it. Like the act of the history of wine. And I like the fact that, so this is,
you
so
might good. Have said hittery. Do you know I don't know. Did you say hittery?
You know, when your husband compliments me on a shirt and then you're like, you're wearing it too much. That's a thing for me. Like I'm really big into positive reinforcement. So if someone says,
that's a guy you got to ignore. You got to ignore.
That shirt looks so good on you. It brings out your eyes. Then I'm like, well, I should wear that 4 days a week then. that's the kind of person I am. So if somebody told me that I have a very good palate for wine.
You do.
I don't, Jen, please.
I think, Kristen, I think I told you that. Hold on. I'm going to like.
Jen opens champagne like she's like, I don't know, like writing a grocery list while talking.
The bottle of wine that you got, or the champagne you got me for my birthday. You almost,
I know, 'cause
killed me.
Well, that's not my fault. That's because you like champagne. I like a nice bottle of red. You anticipate the cork, and it's a wonderful event.
I'm going to have to get a drywaller in here to look at that. Honestly.
I'm going to have to lay down on the ground in a second because I can't handle one more thing.
That champagne explosion got all over my grandmother's antique rug and my baby quilt. And I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
It's at least expensive stuff. It's not like what my mom used to drink, which is like Riuniti.
Oh, it's not. It's super nice. I'm fine. And I know for a fact it washes out. I think you could actually probably add champagne to like Brighton Whites. I don't know. That's all theoretical.
Do you remember? I don't remember because I probably wasn't paying attention, but do you feel like there's like more wine readily available now than there was back in the day? Like, I never saw anybody like open wine at a party when I was a kid. Like, it was always beer or like Bartles and James or like, I don't remember growing up and like seeing my parents drink wine. If my dad got something, it was a beer. If my mom got something, it was a margarita. God bless her, because she was always so much more fun. No, my mom likes a good cocktail for sure. But like,
I know, thank God for margaritas, because Megan and Matthew Hensley are here because of a good cocktail.
Good God, you know me too well.
No, I know her too well.
I know she loves to just disclose. She's like, you know what? We had too much to drink after the Vets Day parade, and that's how Megan came about. We used all sorts of protection, even foam, and it didn't work. And
I got pregnant.
And I'm like, good God, why do I know this? Why do I know I was conceived in a combine? I don't want to know.
What? You were? Yes. I did not know.
I mean, my mom.
Who was driving?
My dad. Gross. Jen, thank you. Moving on. Who do you think was driving? Well, that's a fair question.
I didn't know it was in moving, because that is a big piece of machinery to have going while you've got other stuff going on.
I did not ask those questions. I don't know if you know this.
Well, I'll text her later.
Yeah, and she'll tell you. She'll be like, Jen, I'm so glad you finally asked. Okay, so it's a Thursday. I went into the combine.
I just want to make some friendly advice. If you are trying to do it in a combine, pull over. Like, don't have that.
Pull out.
Pull out. Just don't have that thing. You don't want all those like 20 blades spinning while you are get your one spinning. Yeah. You got to.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why we're talking about it. Literally gross. Literally gross.
I know. Why were we even? Oh, because it didn't seem like wine was a thing when we were growing up. My mom, like I said, barely ever drank. My dad liked to drink. My uncle liked to, like, my dad's whole side.
But your dad was a sit at the bar, have a beer kind of guy. Like, he's also like a cool, like, rocker guy. Like, my dad's like,
he had his stuff though with it. Like, he had to tell himself. Like, he was one of those, like, he was the artistic type where he had to rein it in sometimes, where he would be like, okay, this is like, I get too dark if I drink or whatever. So,
I wish somebody would have given me wine in my 20s instead of like, I don't know, like peach.
Colorado Bulldogs? Peach
oh, yeah, because then I was like, oh, why did I sleep with him?
Oh, yeah.
So many. I mean, not that many. My mother's like, what? Listen,
wait, in your 20s,
it doesn't matter. And maybe on another episode, we'll discuss that, but I don't want to.
It's literally nobody's in. They're not their business.
It's not their business.
Yeah.
It's not their business what my business was.
But I do feel like it's a little bit like trendier now, I think. But also it might just be like, you know how you learn a new word and then you just keep hearing it? Like, it might be that. Like, we're of the age where like people are into wine and talking about wine. So we're more aware of
it. Well, I'm also of the age, if I hear a trendy word, I hear it and then I use it because I want to seem younger. So I like to do that.
That's grappling
with my own age and mortality. But you know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for all this to lift. And like, I have this dream in my head, and it's weird because I'm like figuring this out now, but like, I hope it's in our our plan and our future to like go to like Napa. And you know, we did those shows that were literally in the vineyards that were like, it was the most beautiful, intense, wonderful thing. That's where the women were all doing the, what do you call it? The, when you sit in the parking lot,
tailgating, like very elegant dishes. Yeah.
Do you remember we went out and we surprised them because they were to see our show and we went out and they were like, rosé, chardonnay, champagne, what do you want? I'm like, this is the, my friends bought a shitty RV to do like chicken wings and you guys have a frittata. This is like next level. I want to live here. So I hope we get to go to a vineyard together. I hope we get to do wine tasting and I hope we get to, I think I'm so nostalgic because of the shithole world we're living in right now that wine is like a really significant thing for me. And it's not just about booze. It's about the ritual of it.
And also we should have our own wine because we know what is a good wine and we know how to like price it. So it's not stupid.
If we have our own wine, I'm going to swim in it. I'm going to take a bath in it. I'm not going to sell that. I'm just saying I'm going to dump it into a bath and I'm going to bathe myself in it. Because that's the sexiest thing I've ever heard of.
I'm not like
that's true.
A professional person.
But that's what everybody and even fancy sommeliers will tell you that. Like, you don't have to. My husband and I have talked about this at length. Like, you can have this fancy bottle of wine. And if you're like, meh, it doesn't feel like it's worth the price. Here's when it's worth the price. When you go to a party and you brought a bottle of wine and there's a lot of fancy bottles of wine on the table and you think to yourself, this is a bunch of parents. Nobody's going to drink all this wine. Then you just swap the one you brought and you put one back in your bag that is nicer. There's a lot of apps for that. You can.
I'm going to back it up. Are we talking about wine or spouses? What are you talking about right now?
Both. I'm no, just wine.
What?
But I'm saying you go into a party. No. I'm never invited. I don't barely get invited to parties. You think I'm going to get invited to one where we swap?
Kristen, isn't this so crazy that like right now, like the things that we aspire to do are so freaking mundane where I'm like,
that's not what, what are you talking about?
Mundane? You know what I really want to do right now is go to a water park. Like,
I don't want to go to a water park.
I do.
Okay, fine. I do want to go to a water park. I would love to go to a water park.
I want to go to a Home Goods. I want to go anywhere that is not my house. Like, I want to go someplace. Like, it's so funny how, like, I've romanticized. I'm going to come out of my shell. Like, I'm going to, like, take off my glasses. Like, who's that girl all of a sudden? Like, who is this? I'm going to be like, I'm living my life. Finally, motherfuckers. I'm living my life.
You're going to be like, I've been taking
it,
your waist.
Yes. I've been taking it for granted. And now I'm excited. I'll go on a hike. Are you kidding me? I'll hike. What?
You heard it here first, folks. Jen will go on a
You hike. Can ride my back through the Grand Canyon because
this
I just
is not true. Don't do that
head.
To yourself.
It is
you won't
true.
Do that. You won't
it
do
is
that.
True.
You won't do that. You'll it's, go you won't do that.
I know why
want
the
you
cage
to be
bird
realistic.
Sings. I know why the cage bird sings A. I know why the cage bird drinks wine B. And I just want out of this motherfucker. Like I want this nightmare to
I get
end.
It. You know me, I'm a rule following person and I have this. So yeah. Okay. Now I do sound old. I walk through my neighborhood with a glass of wine and I'm like, just give me a ticket or arrest me. I don't know. Like I've got a mask.
Why are you getting arrested?
I'm just saying you can't have an open container, Jen. You can't walk around the neighborhood like a savage.
Bigger fish. There's bigger fish. Yeah, you can.
I know.
What are you going to do?
I'm not a small fish, but I am doing my best.
You're not going to like tear the sleeves off of your shirt and fight somebody in their yard because you're too scared of getting germs. It's not a worry. It's not a worry.
Some part of me, when you said that and described that, I was like, why does getting in a fight feel good right now? Maybe it's just because it's so like
anything because it's different than what we've been doing. It sounds wonderful.
God, it sounds wonderful.
Wonderful to do something different.
I think that like we just have to dig in. Everybody has to dig in. Why'd you say uh-oh? What does that mean?
Because it felt like it was going to be a really big thing.
I didn't mean it to be.
No pressure.
I just want to say that
to all the ladies out there that are doing their best and having a glass of wine at night, I'm with you. I get you. I got no judgment. Nothing but love and understanding from this lady.
Okay. Do you want me to read a tarot card for you?
No.
Why? Wait,
am I being pressured?
It's an angel
card. Do a hot flash instead?
Oh, why? Do you have one?
Fine. I'll do a hot flash if you do my tarot.
Okay, but that's fine.
Mic breaks up.
Listen, my husband hid my cards because he's so freaked out about it. I'm positive, but
Okay, fine. Jen loves to read. Everybody,
he's so waspy. He thinks everything is like of the devil, except for like things that actually are. I'm like,
I don't know why you think I'm any different. That's exactly what I don't. You know
I
what?
Know.
Like our friends, our pod family watched the house while we were on the Grand Canyon, and Ryan, the dad of the group, goes, I think your house might be haunted. And I never thought of it. And then now I keep two nights in a row, lights flickering. And one night I heard a voice. And now, but I just know it's because of power of suggestion.
No, it's not. Back it up. What voice did you
hear? We also have an actual rat in our garage. And I knew wasn't a ghost. I knew that was a rodent. And we have an issue that we're going to try to take care of on our own. And I have zero idea how we're going to do it. And I don't want to do it in a humane way. I want to do it in a get the fuck rat out of their way.
What did the voice say?
I don't know. It was like an old man voice that went, huh. I think that might have been my husband masturbating, but I'm not sure. It's been a lonely time in quarantine.
He sounds like an old man. I don't know where he put him. I'm sure he threw him away.
Jen, I don't want you to read my tarot. It freaks me out. I don't like it.
Why? Because it's so accurate? Because I read mine and I was like, I'm not.
No, because you determine my future. You're like,
no.
Don't take any left turns. And I'm like,
no.
God bless America. She said, don't take any left. Now, how am I
going to? Hold
on. What am I going to do? All right turns in my whole life?
Did you put my tarot cards? And just so you get a glimpse at how clean my house is, he goes, they're by the toaster.
Oh, God, don't make me sit here and talk about life. And
explain it to you. They're not evil.
She always wants me to do tarot cards. I sit, I listen, I'm patient. You know what? It's a really, I feel like this is an unfair relationship because I listen to your tarot cards, but
it's not determining your future. That's why my husband.
I don't want to. Oh God,
please. He won't even read his horoscope because he's like, oh, it's going to like determine what's going to happen in the future. No, it's not. It's like,
is this going to be our hot flash? Can we talk about a hot flash first?
All right, talk about a hot flash while I shuffle the cards. Talk about your hot flash.
Here's a hot flash I didn't know that I had, and then I had it, and I was like, whoa. Okay, so I'm in an RV with my son, and we are watching a movie on his iPad because that's what you do when you travel with your family. We watched the movie Spider-Verse, which I'm obsessed with, and all of a sudden I was like,
what's Spider-Verse? Is it a Spider-Man thing? Uh-oh.
You know what, Jen? I like, honestly, it doesn't feel fair that you're going to, I can't force you to watch a movie, but you're going to read my tarot card. Spider-Verse is this really creative.
You do force movie. Me to watch movies. BT dubs.
No, but you haven't seen Titanic yet, have you? We've been in quarantine.
That's
what the hell?
3 hours of my life, Kristen. That's different.
It's quarantine. What else do you have going on? Now, so.
You know what? If I have time to watch Titanic, I have time to do laundry.
That's dumb. That's not true. Said no one ever that really wants to watch TV.
Right.
So Spider-Verse is a really awesome movie that's animated that sort of converges all of these stories of Spider-Man. I've already lost you. It's fine. Jake Johnson is the voice of one of the Spider-Men in it. He is the lead on New Girl. He's like the scruffy, like love interest of New Girl. I know it's so random.
I trust you.
But I heard his voice and I was like, what's up, Jake Johnson? I didn't even know I felt this way. Voice only. And then I went back to watch New Girl and I'm like, hello, Jake Johnson. I feel differently, which is just another indication that I need more action during quarantine. Not my husband's fault, my fault.
Okay.
Please, well, can you just pull one card? Do I have to do 18 cards?
No, I'll do like one card for you, but I need to, you like, will you give me a question? Because you know I love to do this after a couple of drinks.
Are you wearing a neck pillow? Okay, fine. A question.
Am I wearing
a neck
pillow?
Do
I have to say it out loud? No, it's my cat neck. What are you talking
about?
No,
it's not. It was your microphone looks like your neck. Wait, do I have to ask you a question right now or through my brain?
Think about the question. And then, no, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. But I will tell you.
Card pull, go.
That a card was face up and I put it back in. So if that is the card that comes up, that it has something very like meaningful to tell you.
Okay, what do I do now?
All right. Think of that question. Are you thinking of that question?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm going to tell you. I can feel your husband rolling his eyes right now, and I'm going to punch him in the balls when it's safe. All right.
Yeah, but then when you see him next, you'll do his card, and he'll be like, oh my God, it's so accurate.
Okay, I pulled the card of manifestation for you. The wizard is a symbol of magic and manifestation whose power, weird, right, is activated harmoniously through mind and heart. Bridging humanity with the world of spirit, the wizard borrows the power of the universe to direct and enhance energy to a specific task, healing, or outcome. A wise wizard is loving, spontaneous, and transparent. With intelligence and an open heart, the wizard is able to help all people, himself included. The wizard does this by harnessing the power that is all around him. Without expectation, the wizard allows the beauty of magic to come through him, rather than trying to control and manipulate it. An open and trusting heart is a refined tool of perception. Any of this?
Takeaway is that I'm supposed to get my roots done.
Kristen, I'm going to stop. Are you not? You're not taking any of it in? Means nothing.
I mean, some of it means something. I just don't know what you, like, you told me I'm a wizard.
Right now, you have the power to manifest your dreams into reality. With pure thoughts and intention, you can create magic in the world around you. See, that's not like, don't drive on Tuesday. That's just like, here's what you can do with your own power. See?
I feel like I can do with my own power. Well, I've had wine, so I don't really know what I can do. Fine. It's very positive. It just freaks me out. The tarot cards of it all, like spiritual readers, you know that.
Why? Because it feels.
Wow. Right. That's another episode. I can't.
Well, we should get to that because I want to have this conversation at some point. Well, we did like 2 hours of ads.
You get to pick one podcast subject and I get to pick one podcast subject because you will love picking a subject about like fortune telling and all that stuff because I will just get under my desk the whole time.
Yeah, if you pick like soccer, I'll kill myself.
Shut up.
I don't want to do it.
Please subscribe to our podcast and you can do that by going to any place that you choose to listen
to. Go to imomsohard.com.
imomsohard.com.
Podcast, subscribe.
You can also go to our YouTube channel where you're going to see this shit happen on a video. And that happens on YouTube. Really, all you got to do is go to imomsohard.com/podcast. And then you can listen to us.
I
think my kids are ready to literally like, they might have left the house. They might be.
Oh,
who knows?
Our pizza's almost here. And I was not going to eat tonight. And I'm going to.
Oh, I'm going to eat and drink. You guys, cheers to you. Everybody's doing their best. Ladies. First day of remote.
Take care of yourself. It's a hard time. Treat yourself.
We're not going anywhere anyway. Get the good shit.
That's right. Treat yourself to a little bit of cheers.
Good night.